do you see when you see their receivers on film?
They're good receivers. I mean, they're experienced. You got some explosive guys, some guys that can run great routes. So, you know, we got to be on top of it. You can't let their record overshadow what their abilities are.
What about the change at the quarterback position? Does that make your job easier or not really?
I'll probably say tougher because you got to go back and watch a lot of film on him, you know. So it's a little bit more time in the film room. But, you know, that's every week at this point.
Do you have much to work with the Orlovsky and film?
I mean, you got some film in there. And those just, you know, try to understand their tendencies offensively. And then, you know, watch him and see how he throws.
How do you feel like you're settling in with the team now?
I feel like I'm getting there, you know. I feel like I'm starting to really feel more a little bit more comfortable, especially, you know, here and there in safety. So, you know, I think I'm coming along.
Has your confidence grown as the weeks have gone by
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one thing to see, you know, the game plan and everything on paper, but once you get out there, you know, it's been a couple weeks now, so I'm starting to get a little bit more comfortable with that. So I say my confidence and a little more comfortable out there.
And you can all, you know, another new player comes into the secondary, Nate Jones. Mm-hmm. Are you now someone that you even feel comfortable kind of showing a new player to the system?
In some instances, yeah. I mean, he'll come and ask me some questions and, you know, hopefully I know the answer, and a lot of times I have. So, yeah, I mean, you know, when a new guy comes in, it's everybody's job really to get him caught up because, you know, we're all part of one team. So, yeah.
How difficult is that as a player to come in late in the season trying to learn a new system?
It's tough, but, I mean, you know, what you're getting paid for. So, I mean, like I said, when a new guy comes in or when I came in, you know, spending a lot of time studying. So, it, you know, he'll get caught up.
What's it been like with Julian back there? How has he kind of meshed with you guys, communicating and all that?
Yeah, I mean, he's meshed well. I mean, you know, he spends a lot of time studying as well. He's in our defensive meeting, so he knows the terminology. It's, you know, little things that, you know, we haven't run in a long time since he's been on defense that you might have to get him caught off of him. But he's doing well.
When you look at him, does he just look like an instinctive player that just gets football? Whether he's on the offensive side or defensive
side. Yeah, and I think, you know, him coming from the offense helps. You know, he can kind of recognize tendencies and routes that, you know, the offense is going to run because, you know, he's been there, he's done that. So, you know, I think that definitely helps him out there.
When you look at the whole picture, how many new guys every week in the secondary, are you a little surprised that you guys have done really pretty well, you know, meshing together in a month or two?
No, because, I mean, we have confidence in each other out there. I mean, even with the new guys, you know, it's all about having confidence and playing confident, because when you play confident, you play fast. So, you know, that's one thing that we emphasize.
Certainly, if you play much corner in practice, it's always a shakeup in the secondary. Do they have you there at all?
Here and there. I mean, it all just depends on what's needed. So, I get rested all three, like usual.